I tell them all the time, they're like my second family, and they are my family. Just having the one son, I look at them as my girls, and I worry about them. I want to make sure that they're always safe.
Gotta hold on easy as I let you go. Gonna tell you how much I love you, though you think you already know. I remember I thought you looked like an angel wrapped in pink, so soft and warm. You've had me wrapped around your finger since the day you were born.
What I like the most about this team is the relationships that were built. They're all family to me, including the coaches. It's going to be really hard to leave them.
Honestly, I'm just, like, cherishing all the memories.
Go on, take on this old world, but to me, you know you'll always be.
We say how quick we want it to go by and how ready we are for it, but then it's here and it's completely different.
When you were in trouble, that crooked little smile milled my heart of stone. Now look at you, I've turned around and you've almost grown.
A lot of them been with us since they were in the seventh grade. So, and just to see them, yeah, actually had some picture feed come through my phone showing them when they were young again, you know, and just the growth that they've had.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that funny to say when they were young?
Yeah, and they still are, but you're right. I mean, just sitting there looking at that and going, man, she was so small, she was short, she was this, and now to see what they are now. Yeah, no, sky's the limit for these young ladies here.
It's always nice to have somebody having your back.
Right.
Somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy making memories with them.
Yeah, they're scrappy.
They're scrappy?
Oh, yeah.
Scrappy bunch of girls.
They can hold their own, I'm telling you.
Do you have any favorite memories?
Oh, they're all great. All of them.
What was it that you were looking forward to most this year?
Honestly, just make memories.
Yeah.
I just didn't have one thing, and I just wanted to cherish everything.
What do you love most about this group of girls?
Just to get to play our favorite sport with each other. Build our friendships, have each other to
lean on.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
And that's what I just the coming together, the becoming a family, and just continuing to laugh. I tell them all the time, they're like my second family, and they are my family. You know, just having the one son, I look at them as my girls, and I always worry about them. I want to make sure that they're always safe.
Is the B-Team Podcast. A daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself,
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B Team Podcast.
The B Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B Team Podcast. We thank you so much for listening today. It's a very special B Team Podcast coming straight out of the gate. Normally, the B Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. A Boswell Media station, and joining me usually is Brother Breck. However, today, standing off to the side as we have a room packed full of young ladies and the lone wolf, he who is Mr. Will, as we shine a spotlight on the graduating class, the seniors, if you will, from the Lady Whippet soccer program, along with head coach, guys and gals program over at Kosciuszko High School, Mr. Greg Cooper. Again, we want to remind everybody, please subscribe, share this as many times as you'd like to. We want you to sit back, relax, and laugh with us as we shine a spotlight on the seniors of Kosciuszko High School soccer program. You can make some noise, you can scream and do whatever, but how many of you are excited that it is senior night and that this is your last year in high school? What? Coach, are you that good, or
they're having that good of a time with us that they don't want to leave?
Are you excited about tonight? Because it has been an up and down season. We're getting ready to step into district play and they're getting better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Each and every day they get better. And yeah, we're excited. We're always excited for senior night. Senior night's just a time to come out and say thank you to them for all that they put up with, especially for me, and through the season, and just what they do in and out of the classroom. So we love this day. We love to be able to say thank you to them.
Okay, now I have a question. Y'all can answer honestly. Does he have to put up with you, or do you have to put up with him? It's a little bit of both. Now, we've got a special young man in here who's joining us. Why don't we introduce him first? Yeah, come on, Will. Come over here.
Right. Come on up, Will.
Now, it's a Thursday, but you're with one of us.
It's pretty hair. That's why he's in here. That's why he's in here with the ladies.
Brother Brett giving you a hard time about the hair.
Yes, sir.
I will show you pictures, dude. My hair used to be down to here. Tell him hush.
Hush.
He gets quiet. Is he normally this quiet? I mean, how many of y'all know him? I'm sure everybody does, right? Is he always this quiet? Mm-mm. Were you in the accident yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Dude, how was that?
I don't know. It was scary. It knocked me out of my seat, and I was just laying there on the floor holding on.
Oh, my God. No, this happened while y'all were in Starkville, correct?
We were on the way, yes, sir. We were about at the county line.
Uh-huh. Nobody hurt, I hope.
No, sir.
Was it that bad?
It didn't do a lot to the bus, but the guy who hit us, his truck was totaled.
Yeah, that's some scary stuff. Now, what position do you play?
Midfield.
Now, how long have you been playing?
6 years.
You enjoy it, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You want this to be over as quickly as possible?
No, sir.
No, I'm talking about the interview process.
Yeah, the interview, yeah.
I've got to ask, the relationship that you have with the players is one of instructor, teacher. They've got to be like kids to you.
They are. I tell them all the time, they're like my second family, and they are my family. You know, just having the one son, I look at them as my girls, and I always worry about them, and I want to make sure that they're always safe.
Now, knowing the girls as well as you do, who is the most bashful senior that we have today?
In this setting, definitely not Arissa.
Arissa's ready to go. She's like, matter of fact, just put me on the air now. Do you want to come on the air now? She's like, Who's the first one?
Our first speaker, though, is going to be, that's going to step up, is Mary Patton Henderson.
Mary Patton Henderson. So, introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Mary Patton Henderson.
We got that part.
Yeah. What else did I say?
Now, this is our senior year. What are we going to do after this?
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet?
No.
Well, you're 17. I mean, you can do whatever you want. What's the best part of being a part of this team?
I just think being around each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to play on the field together, but also we get to have fun at practice.
Yeah.
Because we don't always take it seriously. Coach would probably like if we took it seriously all the time, but we like to have fun, too.
If you had to put it in a percentage, would you say it's 60-40 working and fooling around?
I think it would be like 60 fun, 40 working.
Okay. Who's the toughest?
Probably Anna Carroll.
Anna Carroll? Who makes you laugh the most?
Anna Cat or Arissa.
Okay.
Both of them, actually.
Who's your favorite singer?
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen? I will put on some Morgan Wallen for you. Now, how are your grades?
I have all A's.
That's my girl. We got to give shout-outs. We got to say hi. So you can say hi to classmates, family, friends, whoever.
Oh, no.
Who are we saying hi to this morning? And don't forget your parents.
Say hi to my mom and my dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Next.
That's it.
That's it? I mean, because all your girls are here, so you don't have to give shout-outs.
I mean, they're already here, yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast, a very special B-Team Podcast, as normally it's a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on the show, which is BMO in the morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kix 96. I'm your host, Brian BMO Montgomery. The man standing in the corner is Brother Breck Riley. And we invite you to share this as frequently as possible. It makes awesome blackmail for parents, for kids. It'll make a keepsake. Trust me, you'll look back at this one day and laugh. We invite you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. Just type in B-Team Podcast MS or go directly to the B-Team Podcast website, which is bteampodcast.com. Big, big night.
Big night.
Senior night. This is crazy. Now, are the girls going to be in uniform or are they going to get to dress and then go? I mean, I've never.
They'll be in uniform.
Oh, so we don't have to worry about hair and makeup and all that? Do we have?
They will actually have played their game,
uh-huh.
And then we do the ceremony for our seniors in between the two games.
Okay,
so we'll play a girls' game, have the ceremony for our seniors and recognize them, and then we play the boys' game. So great. The boys would actually look better.
Okay, now we're getting ready to go into district play. Coach, is there any team that's coming up as far as district play that got your eye on as far as being tough?
Well, you know what we always talk about is we never overlook the next opponent on the schedule. So we're definitely focused in on Louisville, but definitely West Lauderdale. We've talked about them a lot. As far as the girls program go, they have set a kind of a dynasty in 4A. They, I think, competed in the last six, if not seven, state championships.
Mm-hmm.
They are a powerhouse right now in girls soccer. You continue to look at Newton County. Choctaw Central always puts out a good team when you're talking about the girls. You know, as far as our boys program goes, definitely keeping your eye on Newton County. They've been the team to beat in that district. And then West Lauderdale again, they've been a good 1-2 in that district for a long time.
Yeah, our next senior coming up for us today is going to be
Lana Nunley.
Hi, Lana. How are you?
Good. How are you?
That depends on who you ask and whether or not I've had my coffee yet. You're catching me on a good day because I have.
I can agree to that one.
What position do you play?
I'm a striker.
You're a striker. Now, for people who don't watch soccer, don't play soccer, what's a striker do?
Okay, well, we're normally the person they try to get the ball up to so we can shoot. Mm-hmm. Or either we can pass it back out or play back and then they cross it. It just kind of depends on what the other team's defense is giving us.
During the last 2 years, you guys have not only had to overcome, you know, daily school challenges, homework, things of that nature, but you had to deal with COVID. What was that like?
Well, like you said with COVID earlier, having to get back into everything after being off so long, because for all of us, getting in shape is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're taken away from a sport like that, and even just being around each other, you're still, I mean, all of us are learning about each other every day.
Right.
And being away from each other, it was just hard because, like Greg said, we can do stuff at home, but we're never going to get the full experience and come together as a team unless we're together. And so that was kind of the hardest part about it.
Okay, now during the whole COVID thing, did you guys get to work out together at all? I mean, amongst yourselves? I mean, did y'all get to plan anything like that, or was it pretty much just everybody for themselves?
Some of us got together and, like, went to the gym or ran together or just simple things like that, but, I mean, pretty much all of us are around each other all the time, so it wasn't that hard.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now you've been with this group of girls for all 3 years in high school. You guys have been friends growing up pretty much, correct?
Yes, sir.
Who's the toughest girl in the room?
Probably Anna Gowan on the field.
Anna Gowan on the field. She looks quiet and innocent and everything.
Don't let that fool you. But on the field, she doesn't care who you are. You're her worst enemy.
Oh, really? Now, what is the one thing we're looking forward to more than anything else this year?
I mean, honestly, I'm just, like, cherishing all the memories.
Yeah.
Because, like, we say how quick we want it to go by and how ready we are for it, but then it's here and it's completely different.
Yeah. Make the most of every opportunity you've got, because there is such a push to get you to grow up. And of course, you know, when you're your age, you want to grow up. You want to be 18. You want to be able to go out and do all these fun things. Enjoy your childhood. Let me ask you this. Do we have our prom dress ready?
No.
When do you get ready for prom?
If you want me to be honest, I don't even know when the date for prom is.
I was going
to
ask, does anybody even know when the date for prom is? No? Okay. Now, we know who the toughest is. Who's the most girly-ish? When I say girly-ish, I'm talking about who's the queen of foo-foo? Who is the one that don't mess my hair, don't mess my makeup?
Probably, I don't know. Arisa crazy about her hair.
Yeah.
So I would probably say her.
Okay. Favorite artist?
I'll say Cody Jinx.
I'll get you some Cody Jinx on. Say our thank yous. Who do we want to give shout-out to's and thank yous? Because, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people you got to thank.
Well, I want to thank my parents.
That's always a good thing.
And I want to thank my coach and my teammates.
Uh-huh.
And... yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. It works for me. It's the B-Team Podcast, and Lady Whippets, make some noise for me. They are a rowdy bunch this morning.
They are. Alive and well.
Hanging out with Coach Cooper. I've got to ask, we've met two of the young ladies. We got a tough schedule coming up. Who, in your opinion, is the leader of the senior girls?
Woo.
Who is your leader?
That's a great question.
When the chips are down and it's go time, who gets the girls in line? Who gets them fired up? Who gets them going?
I tell you, it's going to be Mary Patton.
No, we've heard who the toughest is. Who's the sweetest girl in the club?
To me?
Uh-huh.
They're all sweet.
I was going to say, you better say they're all sweet. You can have some issues. Introduce our next player. Who's coming up for us next?
So now we've got Arissa Olive.
Miss Olive.
Hey.
How are you? You can bring that down and get comfortable. You don't have to, because you'd like you're up on your toes there. Go ahead and get comfortable. How are you, Miss Olive?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Are you kidding? I'm in a room full of teenagers, and I don't have to pay for any of you.
Don't speak too soon.
Oh, I like this one. Brett, get her a chair. Just get her a chair, because she's going to host the rest of the show. I love this. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about the family, because you come from a very large family, I understand.
I do.
I mean, I live around the corner from, on the square. Drinks are the bomb. I got to say that. So give a shout out for me.
Shout out to Alive Juicery.
That's right.
Bo is my sister. I'm assistant manager. Come see us on the square.
B, what was it? Was it the day before or the week before? She came up right before the grand opening and brought us those drinks. My wife swears by them, and they are delicious. Do me a favor. Tell me a little bit about yourself and the girls.
Okay, I'm Arissa Olive. My mother is Simone Olive. She's over the counselors of the district. Mm-hmm. My dad is Aurel Olive. He is, I don't know how to say it, co-owns Olive Brothers Timber Company because he owns it with my uncle. And I'm a middle child, so, I get what I want.
I was going to say, that's the best spot.
I have a little attitude also, so,
I love it.
I've been the 12th grade at Kosciuszko High School, obviously, and I'm so grateful to be a part of this soccer team with these amazing girls.
Now tell us, what position do you play?
I play defender.
So you're ready to go.
Yes.
Because you get that instinctual protective thing going on. You're protecting your girls and your goalie. I would not want to cross the bus. I'm just saying. I would not. Who, in your opinion, is the funniest girl on the team? Who makes you laugh?
Emma Catherine Cheek.
Yeah.
Yes.
And with the senior year coming up, what was it that you were looking forward to most this year?
Honestly, just make memories.
Yeah.
I just didn't have one thing. I just wanted to cherish everything.
Okay. And do we have any plans after high school? We're going into college. We're going to take some time. What are we doing?
I plan on going straight to a university, but I would not mind going to community college first. And I want to major in social work.
Nice. Now, when you guys are not on the field and you're doing your thing, who acts the fool the most?
It's me.
I was watching the girls' eyes, and I was watching them going, well, I know the answer to this question. Say hello to all the family and friends, because I know there's a big list. Go ahead. It's yours.
Hey to my mom and my stepdad and my little brother Adam and my sister Alyssa, my favorite, and my grandmother.
You want to say,
both of my grandmothers.
Don't forget them.
Right, I have two grandmothers.
Christmas coming.
Oh, yes. Love money. And a shout out to my coworkers at Alive Juicery. Like I said before, come see us, y'all.
All right, I appreciate it. Stick around, coming up, we'll talk to the politician, although she wants to be a pharmacist. I'm talking about Miss AJ herself, Gracie Singletary, and the rest of the Lady Whippet soccer team. It's the B-Team Podcast.
BMO is really good at keeping secrets. It's just the people he tells who can't. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi Superstar Country, Kix 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We are back with the Whippets today, as it's all about the soccer program there. Senior night tonight, and yes, it's true. Big Will in the house, and the Lady Whippets as well, as is the man responsible for this whole mess. I'm talking about head coach Greg Cooper. We thank him and the ladies for taking their time out. And again, we invite you to listen as frequently as possible. The B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on the air, but it features a lot of bonus content that you don't. So it can be interviews, extended conversations, and more. But again, check out the B-Team Podcast on all platforms. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk to the first female president of the United States. I'm telling you, I have a feeling her career is going to lie in politics. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, let's talk about this, because you've been together for 3 years with these girls. Four.
Some six.
Yes, some, yeah. Yeah, some six. Who's funnier, are the girls or is Coach funnier?
Depends on the day.
Depends on the day?
You know, every trip's a laugh, I think. You know, every road trip we take, you know, they do something that just makes me laugh. And, you know, multiple times you're just sitting there and you're just laughing with them. And that's what I enjoyed, is just the coming together, the becoming a family, and just continuing to laugh with one another, even through adversity.
It's those memories that you make. Yeah. Who's our next senior up today?
Next one up is Austin Jones.
You comfortable?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I promise I won't embarrass you, because you got that look on your face. Don't say anything. I play soccer. I'll kick you really hard. Okay. Introduce yourself.
Hey, my name is Austin Jones.
She's Austin Jones.
And I'm a senior at Kosciuszko High School.
She's a senior at Kosciuszko High School.
And I play midfield.
She plays midfield. What else do we do?
I'm in Kosciuszko Junior Auxiliary Crown Club. And recently, I just got in the National Society of High School Scholars.
Oh, my God. I better sit up for this one. I'll use my big words now. I'll talk to you like this and lose my accent, and we'll be mature about this. What's your GPA like? I mean, it's got to be through the
4.0.
roof. You ever seen a 4.0 GPA? Brother Breck said we had to add up all 4 years. What do you love most about the sport you play?
What I like the most about this team is the relationships that were built. Mm-hmm. All of them, I know I can look at them at any point if I ever need help with anything. They're all family to me, including the coaches. It's going to be really hard to leave them.
Okay. That's the one thing about teams when you build these things up. I promise you this much. This group of girls will follow you for the rest of your life.
Yes, sir.
Reunions, phone calls, weddings, breakups, you name it, this group will stay together. So I promise you that. It's not going to end here. What are our plans after high school?
I plan to attend Mississippi State University to major in biochemistry.
Oh, my God.
And then I plan to go to pharmacy school at Ole Miss to become a pharmacist.
What? What? What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
My favorite thing about Christmas is spending time with my family and getting to see the people that I love the most.
If this thing with, you know, the pharmaceuticals don't work out, get into politics. You got the smile of the face and the right answers. I appreciate that. You want to do shout-outs, say hi to anybody?
Yes, sir.
Please do.
I want to thank my parents and my little sister, Emma James. She's a handful.
How old is she?
She's 5.
Now, do the girls all know little sister?
Yes, they do.
Is she really a handful? Okay, who else?
And my community and everybody that supports me, my team, coaches, they're all great.
Brother Breck, one word, come get it. Politician. I'm telling you, forget the pharmaceuticals, politics. We will make this happen. Now, do y'all have a nickname for Coach? Coop? It is Coop? See,
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
I remember that one.
Now, how long have you been coaching?
Been coaching now for 17 years.
Now, in addition to ladies soccer, what else do we coach?
Other than girls and guys soccer, I also do cross country, and I was kicking coach for the football team.
Right on. So tell me a little bit about the challenges that you've had to overcome as far as their run, as far as, because we had COVID, we had to deal with that.
Sure.
Did that hinder their performance at all?
I don't know that it's hindered their performance. You know, when at the beginning of this year, we got shut down for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Spent about, I think it was 3 weeks actually out of school. And that always hurts you, because no matter what, if you ask them to do it, they'll try to. But when you're together, you do more than when you're separated. And so that was an obstacle that we had to overcome. Mm-hmm. Other schools that may not have gotten shut down, and they didn't have that obstacle right at the beginning.
Right.
So getting over that, getting back to it, and just being about, you hate to say it, but you're almost 3 weeks behind.
Right.
And so you're just constantly in a catch-up. So, you know, we try to stay focused, though, about the 10 games. We talk a lot about just our 10 games, the district games. Those are the ones that matter. Right. Those are the ones that get you into the playoffs. So we feel like we're where we need to be right now, starting district play today, with the first game being Louisville and our senior night.
Right on. Introduce our next senior for me.
Yeah, our next senior is Gracie Singletary.
Hi, Gracie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Ladies, is she good? Always. I was going to say your mom and dad are listening. She's the best. She never misbehaves ever.
That's a lot.
Tell me about the position you play. What do you play?
I play midfield.
Do you enjoy that?
I do.
Now, do we have a senior goalie with us today? We do not. Who's our goalie?
Our goalie is Alexandria West.
So when you look at the group of girls that you've been with, now, who have you been friends with the longest?
Probably Lana.
Lana? Who is the mother hen of the group?
Probably Anna Cat.
Anna Cat? When we talk about being the mother hen of the group, what does she do as a mother hen? Is she, you know, clean up after yourselves, or she
just make sure everything's in line and sets people in their place? And
really,
because she takes care of people.
I was gonna say, she don't look like she would put somebody in their place. Again, don't let the pretty face fool you. What do you love most about this group of girls?
Just to get to play our favorite sport with each other and build our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Just have each other to
lean on.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. Who's the most dedicated? Who's the one that likes to work out and is always working out?
I mean, I like to work out. I mean.
Yeah. Who spends the most time in the gym, or who do you see spending the most time getting fit?
I used to, but probably now Anna Cat.
Anna Cat? Yeah. Make her next coach, because I'm going to have fun with this one. Run your thank yous and shout outs. Go ahead.
Just thank you to my parents and everybody who supports the soccer team and comes out and watches us, and I hope y'all be there tonight.
If you see BMO smiling, yeah, he's probably thinking of doing something bad. If he's laughing, he probably already has. BMO in the morning, weekdays on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kicks 96.
It's the B-Team Podcast, a very special B-Team Podcast, as today we are saluting on this very special Thursday, plus him. Don't want to forget Big Will. And before I go any further with the final segment, Coach Cooper, I will say this. You have got a great group of girls, no bashful in the bunch, and she gets my vote. Tell me a little bit about the maturity on this team. When it's time to grow and it's time to go, you got to be proud of these girls.
Definitely. You know, as you just get them, like we said, from the get-go, a lot of them been with us since they were in the seventh grade. So, and just to see them, actually had some picture feed come through my phone showing them when they were young again, you know, and just the growth that they've had.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't that funny to say when they were young?
Yeah, and they still are, but you're right. I mean, just sitting there looking at that and going, man, she was so small, she was short, she was this, and now to see what they are now. Yeah, no, sky's the limit for these young ladies here.
Who have you seen the most development in? I mean, because they've all had to raise their game at this level. But I mean, is there one that stands out?
Each and every one of them does it. Okay. You know, it's hard to just pick one. And I know I'm being kind of like the politician.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to pick one because they've all matured in different ways.
Okay.
You know, just to watch them grow and where, you know, maybe at one point they were late or they were this or they were that. Now they're not. They're the leaders. They're the ones that are stepping up and saying, hey, you've got to be here and you've got to be on time. It's just great to see it, and it's in all of them.
Okay. Who's my next victim?
Next victim is Anna Catherine.
Oh, I get the mama hen. I'm going to sit up over here. I'm going to sit up straight before she says something. Hi, Mom.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
I'm being behaved today. I'm sitting up straight. Introduce yourself. Tell us about the position you play.
I'm Anna Catherine Cheek, and I'm a senior. I play right wing.
Mm-hmm. What's your position do?
You're basically running down the field, feeding balls in the middle, basically for the striker, like Lana.
I was going to say, you're setting up.
Yeah.
Setting up the play. What do you love most about this group of girls? Besides the fact that apparently you get to boss everybody around.
I'm not sure. It's always nice to have somebody having your back.
Right.
And somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy making memories with them.
Now, who is the troublemaker? Do you have a troublemaker?
Arissa.
You come stand over here, Miss Arissa. Come around here. Come around here. Because I'm going to defend you. You come over here and stand by me. You stand over here. All these people picking on you. Who makes you laugh the most?
Arissa.
I am noticing a trend here. When you look at this year and you look at where you guys started and you look at where you are now, who do you see that fires you up, that makes you want to play better? Who inspires you?
Pro- Probably Mary.
Mary, when you came into school, unfortunately, like Coach and I were talking about, you get the COVID situation, and everybody goes, oh, here we go again. What was last year like compared to this year as far as the chemistry on the team and being ready to play?
Our defense is really good.
Yeah.
They're like a wall.
Was there a team that you loved to play?
Not in particular. Probably Neshoba Central.
Who's the toughest team that you've ever played?
West Lauderdale or Mooreville.
What memories stand out for you?
Probably last year when Greg slid in that mud pit? Yeah.
What happened with Greg in the mud pit?
We were going to playoffs, and it was the day before our game, and he went and slid straight through the mud and it'd been raining.
Really? When you get done with this and you look back on the team, what are you going to say that you'll take away from it? What are you going to remember most? Is it the chemistry? Was it the laughter? Was it the competition? What are you going to remember most about this group of girls?
It was probably, I would say the competition and looking on the better side, I think.
Are we at our last? Did we save the best for last?
Save the best for last.
Goodness gracious. You get to take us home. Coach, let's give a quick rundown of game time, start time, where they can get tickets, and how much they'll be.
Game time's 5:30, start for the girls, and then guys follows that. And like I said earlier, you'll have your ceremony in between that with our 10 seniors that we have this year, guys and girls, all together. Our tickets are on GoFan.
Okay.
They can get them off of GoFan and or with a debit card or credit card at the gate. Okay. Tickets are $6.
Okay. Miss Gowan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I have heard wonderful things about you.
Oh, that's not good.
No. Introduce yourself. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, I'm Anna Gowan, and I'm a senior this year.
Really?
KZSK.
Did you know she's a senior, Brother Brian?
Yep.
Wow. Tell me a little bit about what your plans are after you get done with soccer season in high school. What are we going to do?
I'm going into law school.
We have a politician and a lawyer.
Yeah, I follow after my mom. She's a lawyer.
Really? Does she practice here in town?
Gowan Law Office on the square.
Really? Now, did she inspire your decision to get into law?
A little bit of it. Like, I grew up around it. Oh, I know about it.
What do you love most? Is it the case study or?
Well, I just like hearing people out and like finding out what they need me to do, helping people.
Who would probably need your services most?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to go with Lana.
Yeah. Really? You're very what? You're very blunt. So that filter doesn't work all the time. That's not a bad thing. That's how we got our jobs.
I would have to be there to have her back when she got in a fight.
They're all tough looking.
I mean, oh, yeah.
They're what we call pretty tough. I raised my girls that way. They're all pretty, but they're all tough. They will drop you like a bad habit if you push the wrong button.
Oh, yeah. They're scrappy.
They're scrappy?
Oh, yeah.
Scrappy bunch of girls.
They can hold their own, I'm telling you.
Do you have any favorite memories?
Oh, they're all great. All of them.
What's your funniest?
Okay, my favorite memory is probably Hill Week.
What is Hill Week?
Oh, well, we had to either carry a backpack full of, like, books or another girl up this hill a bunch of times. And let me just tell you, after that, you won't be walking.
What do you need more to play soccer? Is it endurance or is it speed? Or is it a combination of both? What do you need?
All
more?
Of it. All yeah? of it. It's a lot of training that goes along with it. A lot of running.
Really?
Better like to run.
Are you excited about divisional play coming up, as far as district play, rather?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
Who do you want to see on the field one more time?
I'm ready for every game.
You're ready for all of them? Is there collectively as a whole, everybody can answer, is there a team that you guys just can't stand?
Yeah, that's... that's hot tea.
Pearl? Okay. Who would you like to say hi to and thank you to?
My mom and my dad, Amy Gowan and Steve Gowan.
I was going to say, she might hold you in contempt if you don't.
Oh, yeah. she might. And my boyfriend, Jacob Bell.
Who?
Jacob Bell.
Brother Brad, do we know Jacob Bell? He doesn't know Jacob Bell.
That's a good thing. You don't want to know.
All right, ladies, we are done. Thank you all so much for coming in today. Of course, we're looking forward to seeing you guys tonight at Senior Night. Coach, pleasure has been mine. Thank you so much. Coming up, we are done. However, there is a bonus feature. The ladies think it's bloopers, and there are a few. But I ask your daughters, what was harder? Getting ready for this year's soccer season, preparing themselves for their senior year, or getting ready for senior prom? As a father of four beautiful daughters, a grandfather of four granddaughters, y'all have got some good kids. Trust me when I say it. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and the bonus feature. It's Brian Bumo Montgomery for Brother Breck Riley. This has been the B-Team Podcast.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch Bemo and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96. A Boswell Media station. Listen live at Kix96News.com. To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.
What's been tougher for you, getting ready for senior, the whole senior year, or soccer season?
Definitely senior year.
Senior year?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, let's hop in. If I didn't ask, come up here and get that. Are you ready for prom?
I guess so.
Ready? What's been tougher, getting ready for soccer season or your senior year?
A little bit of both.
Really? I'm going to get the political answer again. Do we know what we're wearing to prom?
No, sir.
Do we know who's taking you to prom?
I hope so.
Oh, well, what's his name?
Jack Jenkins.
Jack Jenkins. Jack Jenkins, if you don't take her to prom, Brother Breck and I will find you. We will hunt you down. And it will not be pretty. Is there anybody else that you like, just in case he flakes?
No, that's my boyfriend.
Oh. Well, you better stay your boyfriend and take you to prom. That's all I'm saying. We will find you. Next, what's tougher, soccer season or prom?
Soccer season, because I wanted this is my last year, so I want to be my best.
Are we ready for prom?
I mean, yeah.
So what's the style now? I mean, what's everybody wearing to prom?
Long dresses.
Long dresses. You going to come correct and be just pat out?
I will.
Yeah? Who's taking you to prom? Better yet, here's a better question. Who better take you to prom?
I don't know.
You're going to plead the fifth.
It's a while from now.
Okay. If you'd like to take her to prom, give me a call. 601-389-1967. We will find you a prom date. Okay.
Thor, you can't put that on there.
Wait.
You have to redo that.
The question is, how much money is it worth to you for me not to put that on there? Okay, show of hands. Show of hands. Should I
don't put it on there?
Show of hands. Should I put that
you're
on there?
Do not put it on there.
I should.
Don't.
Yeah,
you should.
I will put that. I will put this in the bloopers. I'm going to have a blooper section. I'll put that in the bloopers.
Okay.
No? Is it cool to put in the bloopers?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it in the bloopers.
We're just going to help you out.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Tyler.
Tyler. Tyler who?
Perkins.
Brother Breck, do we know what Tyler Perkins? No?
He's from Decatur.
Decatur. You know what they say about Decatur boys, right?
What?
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking you. What has been tougher to get ready for? Soccer season or prom?
Well, prom's not really on my focus.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold up. Stop. Why are the prettiest ones not worried about prom? You shouldn't have any problems going to prom. Well, it's not that,
there's problems with it. It's just not a priority to me. Like, there's so much other stuff in my senior year that matter more to me. Soccer being one of them.
As pretty as you are, you mean to tell me the last thing on your list is, as far as priorities, is prom?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't have had you as a kid.
I just don't care about fancy stuff like that. I think all of us here worry about what game we're playing next more than what dress we're going to wear.
Oh, my God. Can I just adopt all of you? Please. I asked the other ladies, I'll ask you. What's been tougher to get ready for? Final year of soccer or prom?
I'd have to say final year of soccer, mm-hmm. because if you've ever ran 2 miles, you'd know that it's tough, and the training that goes along with it, and growing as a team, becoming a family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's soccer.
It's soccer.
Prom is just an afterthought.
Yeah. As a whole, when do y'all start getting ready for prom? When do you start thinking about it?
The week of.
The week of?
We're going to Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want to adopt all of you.